Dreamscape presents Eat, Drink, and Drop Dead by T.C. Lo Tempio. Narrated by Maria Rugen. 1.
You've got the best job in the world, Tiffany. You get to eat for a living.
I raised my glass of sangria and smiled at the girl seated across from me. I certainly do, and I owe it all to you. Hillary Hansen blushed right to the roots of her blonde pixie haircut. We'd been friends ever since fifth grade, when she rescued me from Dean Whittaker trying to stick a frog down the back of my sweatshirt. We were inseparable all through high school, and when we both went our separate ways to college, swore to keep in touch. Over the years, we'd managed to maintain our friendship, in spite of the distance between us. Hillary in our hometown of Branson, Georgia, and me in the Big Apple. When she told me 6 months ago that the magazine she worked for, Southern Style, was thinking of hiring a food critic for their digital magazine, I hadn't thought I'd a prayer in the world of landing the job. I had no journalism experience whatsoever, and my creative writing skills were rudimentary at best. What I did have, though, was a degree from the CIA. That's Culinary Institute of America, folks, not the government agency. I was a qualified chef, and a darn good one if I had to say so myself. Up until 6 months ago, I'd been the assistant head chef at one of New York City's premier hotels. Why'd I leave? Well, let's just say I'd been on the losing end of a very complicated love triangle and let it go at that. Hillary had arranged an interview with her editor for me, and imagine my surprise when I found out that Dale Swenson, the editor of Southern Style, was the very same Dale Swenson who used to pull my ponytail and tease me unmercifully in the fourth grade. Thankfully, he didn't grill me too much on why I was seeking a food critic position rather than another assistant head chef one. Rather, most of the interview was spent with Dale explaining all about the sister digital companion to the long-standing print one and just what they were looking for. While their print circulation was steady, they weren't immune to the growing popularity of digital versions. The job, he said, would consist of maintaining a weekly blog for the digital version and writing a monthly column for the print one. After an hour or so of reminiscing, he'd agreed to my taking on the column on a 6-month trial period, and that period was up at the end of this week. I set my drink down and fiddled idly with the edge of my napkin. I'm trying to think good thoughts and not freak about over what might happen Friday.
Oh, you've got nothing to worry about.
Hillary made a lazy circle in the air with her hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?